And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app. Having such a fun time with Doug in here, talking tackle and talking the super sale this Super Bowl weekend. So next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, Fisherman's Landing, it is going down. And man, speaking of going down, it's been a super busy morning on the show this morning, Corey, but still plenty of time to get you through. We're going to be taking a lot of your phone calls and texts here in the second hour.
Yeah, for sure, Rick. And you want to join us? Telephone number here to Let's Talk Hookup is 213-432-1090. You got a question for Doug? I mean, we've been talking bay to surf, to offshore bluefin,
kiting,
high-speed trolling, kite fishing. So you want to join us. Again, the telephone number, 213-432-1090. There's one line open right now. It's yours. Or text us via the app. There's a ton of text, too. So you can only do that through the app. We're going to flip a coin. Doug's going to flip a coin at the end of the show. And somebody's winning a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing.
And like you said, you could take your $50 to tackle the, or not to tackle day two of the super sale this weekend and stretch it even a little farther. You got $50 coming, but that $50 is going to buy you a whole lot of stuff with all those buy two, get one frees and all the other killer sales
on. I call that good time.
Yeah, no doubt. Sir. Well, the phones are packed, Corey. Let's jump back into them.
All right. How about, it wouldn't be a show without Doug from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
Hey,
Doug.
You got a good name there, buddy. What's up?
Oh, my God. Come on, Doug. You got to be there.
Did I lose him?
Doug was on hold since before the show started. always such a tradition with Doug, so I'm so bummed that we missed him. Yeah, hopefully you'll be able to get back through there, Doug. Why don't we grab another Corey?
How about Vinny? Vinny called from Carlsbad. Good morning, Vinny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Come on, wouldn't be a show without Vinny either. Come on, now.
That's right,
exactly.
Vinny.
What's up?
What's up, buddy?
All right, quick question for Doug. Are you guys going to be at the Bart Hall fishing show? And then are your sunglasses, the Costas, going to be on sale for the super sale?
We have a small discount, $25, so that equates to about 10% on the glass and about 15% on the polycarbonates. We have not done the shows the last couple of years, and with this bluefin thing the way it is, we cannot attend those shows, especially Long Beach, because it's getting into our kind of the core part of our season, and we're open from 4 in the morning till 10 at night, and we don't have the crew, and as well, as you know, a little supply chain issues. So we will not, unfortunately, be attending the hall shows. And it's, to be honest, it's part of my DNA. I've done 38 years there.
38 years?
Yes.
Wow.
So I am going to go to both shows. I'm going to pay for my parking ticket. I'm going to buy a ticket. I'm going to buy a beer. And I'm going to walk around the show, which I
have never done.
Always fantasized about being able to do. So yes, I will be there, but no, we're not going to be able to have a booth this year.
Now, what about the landing?
Fisherman's Landing will definitely be there with their normal 20-foot booth. Carl and the boys will be up there and some of the captains and that kind of thing. So, yeah, that's a good point.
So both will be represented, tackle store not. Doug will be there eating beef jerky, drinking a Heineken, strolling, looking for the deals.
Exactly.
That sounds good to me.
Oh, my God.
I might just buy some. I might buy two spools of Seaguar fluorocarbon to get my free one.
Totally.
Oh, I can see Doug Kern walking through, just TikToking and being the influencer.
Yeah. Here I am at the the new boat display. I'd like to.
Yeah, this new Parker boat over here.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, hey, we appreciate it very much, Vinny. Thanks a lot for your call. Why don't we grab another one, Corey?
How about Jerry? Jerry Cohn from Dana Point. Appreciate you joining us this morning, Jerry.
What's up, Jerry?
Oh, not too much. Good morning, gentlemen. And a question for you, Doug. Is that I know that there's going to be a deal on Spectre if you buy a reel, but you tend to buy like the Depth Hunter type of Spectra. What type of prices would you have on those?
So, in other words, you want to bring some of your own reels in there and have them filled?
Yeah. Can I do that?
You can. There's no set deal on the Spectra line for filling your own reels. And if you did that, you might want to drop them off and leave them for a couple of days because it is going to be wild on the line machines. But I'll give you a little tip. Anything that's not on sale, I've told the boys to kind of make people happy.
To find a way. Find a way. Like some things.
So you're saying that even though his multicolored depth Spectra, whether it be Depth Hunter, Eyes, or whatever, is not necessarily on sale, if you went up there and just, hey, man, you know, I talked to Doug. He said maybe you could swing me some kind of a deal. You might be able to make it happen.
If you ask real nice, I'm pretty sure something might happen.
Well, you could. You can find me, and I'll make sure it happens, because I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Oh, good times, cool. Jerry.
Yeah. Hey, Jerry, appreciate the phone call very much. We had a fun text come through. This is, morning, boys. My question's for Doug. I have a CalStar 700 Heavy with a Speedmaster 16. I also have a 770 Extra Heavy with a Speedmaster 20. What pound test Spectra would you recommend for those two setups, and should I use the multicolor Spectra or the plain white? That's from John and Carson.
Right on, John. So that that 700 Heavy is what we would kind of typically call a 40-pound rod. It would handle 50, but as we talked about earlier in the show, people tend to overtax the ratings on the rods. So to me, that's a 40-pound. It's a good yo-yo rod. It's you know, dropping a smaller knife jig for a school size up to maybe 100-pound tuna. That 16 is an excellent reel for that. So you could probably get away with putting 80-pound test. And if you wanted more yardage, I'd go with the Max Quattro. If it's going to be a deep drop thing, which really on that rig it's typically not, so I don't think it would be as valuable to have the multicolored line on that particular setup. So I'd probably go white. Advantages with the white are you can see it easier getting in and out of tangles if you happen to be fishing at night for some reason with that rig. So I'd probably go, you know, 65 at the minimum, but really it's an 80-pound Spectra to whatever top shot, you know, if you're going to use a 25 or 50 yard, you know, kind of longer top shot, that would be 40-pound test for me. You know, that'd be yo-yoing for yellowtail and that kind of thing. But if you're going to use, you know, straight Spectra to the top, then you're probably going to have a heavier leader on your knife jig or, you know, also you could use that for dropping a bait, either on a sinker or fly line. But you know, it's kind of a 40-pound rig. The Talica 20, I mean, you've got your rods and reels matched up perfect.
Yeah, you did a really good job.
You did a good job there. And that's where you could use the multicolored line because that's probably, especially sport boat fishing, if you're going to be, you know, dropping down with a, you know, 300 or 400 gram knife jig of some sort, it allows you to sort of gauge your depth better. And, you know, again, the white's going to show up better at night for getting in and out of tangles, but it is valuable to know how deep you are. So I probably would go with the multicolored line on that if you're kind of leaning that direction.
One thing I maybe would warn on, there's a lot of multicolored line out there, and because of the popularity of the Depth Hunter by Power Pro and some of the others that you see a lot more of it out there. I would caution somebody to really try. If you're doing our style knife jig fishing, I would caution you to stay with a line that changes color every 100 feet.
Correct.
There's a lot of them that are very popular that change every 20 feet or every 30 feet. And when you're dropping a jig to 300 feet, it's just too much to try to keep track of. Okay, I've seen red 4 times. That means I'm here. I should, you know, it's just that line that changes color like the Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, where it changes every 100 feet, is a big deal.
Yeah, we've heard that comment. You've got to count it 30 to 40 times if it's every 10 yards. You'll just drive yourself crazy.
Yeah. You want yellow, okay, still yellow, white, okay, white's good, okay, green, I'm on. I'm at 300 feet. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's what you're after.
Yep.
You know, along that nightmare, I have a friend that went to a subpar shop up in L.A., and I'll leave him unnamed. But they wanted their line marked every 100 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So Tackle Shop did as requested, marked the line every 100 feet, you know, with a red, Well, subpar shop, wound the line back on, and when it went to fish, their line was all pink, and there was there was no red mark in any one.
Didn't let the line dry before they put it back on, and so it bled on all the other pieces next to it.
Thank you very much.
And, you know, with that type of
not
fishing,
so good.
when you go through 3 100-foot segments, you are not at 300 feet.
Right.
There is a certain amount of scope, and it's going to be different on every trip. Is it a 300 or a 400 gram? 300 gram is going to have more scope. Is there a lot of current? Is there a lot of wind? But once you maybe get a bite, so the captain says they're at 300 feet, you go down and get a bite, remember where you were, and you might be closer to 4 colors than 3 colors
sure.
by the time you get down.
Yeah, it's a gauge, but it keeps you in the zone.
You're not
you know?
At 300 feet.
Right.
You're
yeah.
maybe 250 feet.
Yeah, 300 feet of line has come off of your reel,
yes.
but you're not pointed straight. You got a little angle.
And the worst thing you can do is be, you know, 30 feet short of where the fish are.
Oh,
go
yeah.
through the fish. If it's 300 feet, go to where you think you're at 325 or 350. Then you can come back up through them and try to work that water column roughly where the fish are.
That's good.
That's great
that's
intel.
Good one, man. I dig
like
it. Cool. Let's jump back into the
phone,
Corey.
How about Leland? Leland calling from Boca Raton. Good morning.
What's up, Leland?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Doug, on a 60-pound sinker rig, are you running spectra to mono to a little top shot of fluoro or just running spectra to fluoro? I ask because in my last two trips, I've popped off 2 fish with the sinker sliding down. And I'm just wondering if I put some mono on it, I run spectra to fluoro, you know, maybe the connection for the fluoro to mono would stop the slide.
Well, you know, a lot of people will, you know, there's 3 different ways you can do it, straight spectra, a short top shot, or a long top shot. And some people like a little bit of mono so that still you can drop down without the mono catching the current and creating a bow in the line. And that gives you a little bit of stretch. I'd say it's the most common these days probably to have a piece of fluorocarbon that might be anywhere from 10 to 20 feet, something like that. I mean, even as short as 3 feet, but that we would call kind of straight spectra. And the long top shot's kind of all but gone, but still you see a few people. But on vertical fishing, you want mostly the spectra. How are you attaching your sinker to the line?
We might have lost him. But I'm with you, Doug. That was the first buzzer that went off in my mind is let's you're getting bites already, so whatever you're doing clearly is working in terms of getting your bait where it's supposed to be and you're fishing it in the right spot, but you're having, you know, he's having potential problems with the sinker sliding all the way down to the hook and worried that's causing it, so let's stop that from happening.
Yeah.
Whether that be a better attachment, whether that be using a 64 rubber band instead of a 32, whether that be instead of just looping it through one eye and letting it dangle, maybe go through both eyes to keep it in line.
Or drop shot rig.
Exactly. Or maybe try the brawler rig where now you're physically attaching to it and it doesn't have an opportunity to slide up or down anyway.
Yep, that's where I was headed. A lot of guys are doing that, and then the sinker can't slide no matter what. It's
period.
It's a reverse dropper loop like we'd fish for yellowtail.
I would have never thought in my entire life a sardine directly to the line would get bit the way it does.
Right.
It's just crazy.
There was an old albacore trick that they used to do. They would take an Alka-Seltzer, so they would make a loop in the line, put the sinker through the loop, and then put an Alka-Seltzer, and you drop it down, and the Alka-Seltzer would
eventually fizz out,
away.
Evaporate,
yeah.
And then you'd have a fly line bait at 100 feet. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Whatever works.
Well, speaking of whatever works, we've got the king of whatever works he's happy with, as long as it produces a fish at the end of the line, and that's your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen.
Yeah, that's brought to you by the Fish Pros of Fishman's Processing. For your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. They have the best processing, too, and plus their market. You can purchase all their fresh fish or smoked, jerkied, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, tuna burgers. And you talk about Super Bowl Sunday coming up, man. As Rick says, you'll be a hero if you stop by and get some of their smoked fish
and
cheese, right?
Yeah, if you're going to a Super Bowl party and you show up with a couple bags of smoked fish and their killer smoked cheese, cube it up, throw it on a platter, you're hero status.
Take you about 1.1 minutes to set it all up. So you can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can order online at fishmansprocessing.com. And we're going to keep mentioning it, but there will be people next season that have not made their reservations
and,
and are left at the dock with their big bluefin. And what do we do, right?
Yeah.
So text them, 619-255-3128.
We got the man, Dave Hansen's on the line. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, Doug, Rick, Corey. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah.
We were just listening to Gundy there for a little bit, and Kelly and I were like, we need to get back up there and go calico bass fishing. And Corey, you know me, I want to go calico bass fishing big time. But that little bit of halibut that he was talking about, there's been a little bit of halibut bite for the private boaters up and down the coast, because we're kind of in that mode right now. That's kind of the transition mode where we're waiting to go rockfish fishing. So the guys are kind of focusing on that halibut on the beaches. There's been a little snap over at Catalina on the beaches in 20, 25 feet of water. And, yeah, Corey, like you were saying, I do believe it has something to do with that grunion, all staging, getting ready for the big spawn here in another month. And the fish seem to be starting to get a little bit more active, and they're in the shallow water, which, you know, that's our favorite. We like to fish them in the shallows. I don't like halibut fishing in 120, 200 feet of water. That's
no,
not my
you.
Deal. No, I want to feel the bite. I want to have that whole thing. Throw that MC swim bait, feel that bite.
Oh,
and
you got me in a laugh.
Right?
People don't realize, whether you're surf fishing or, you know, the bounce ball technique too, for crying out loud. Not my style, but they're very reactionary. People don't understand how reactionary they are, like a freshwater bass or a calico bass. They're predator. They're in ambush mode, and it is a no BS bite. Like,
that's cool.
Typically, yeah.
Yeah, like I tell my guys all the time, once that prey density level builds up, and that's what that grunion fishing is, and like Gunny was saying, the brown bait, when all that fish starts to move in on the beach, that halibut gets really excited, like Corey said. It's a reactionary bite. You throw one of those MC swim baits through there, and they haven't seen that yet. And they're like, I got to eat that right now because I got to kill that thing. So,
and it's not
it's pretty
tickle,
spectacular.
It's not a little tickle. That 8-inch slug on a lead head is literally down the gullet of a 24-incher. Yes. Gone.
And it doesn't make any sense, because everything we've learned since we were little kids is, oh, they like to nibble. No. They like to inhale.
That's cool.
Yeah, good time.
Well, you got us so fired. Thanks a lot.
Also, you know, I'm listening to Doug and Rick talk, and we got one of the most looked at videos is that tour of Fisherman's Landing Tackle on my website, and then the people dig you tying all those knots, Rick, so
cool.
I just wanted to throw that out there since the two of you are in there. The people love the tour of your tackle store. We got to go up there and reshoot it now with all the new stuff in there. But, yeah, check out Fishman's Landing Tackle on my website. I'm always easy to find. I'm super active on social media on every platform. Your saltwater guide and thank by far, I'm an addict. Once you found out that people will watch me somewhere, try to not watch me.
Oh, you're going to give me nightmares.
I like it, Dave. Well,
yeah, you hear my voice every time you close your eyes, Corey.
Oh, good
time. If we want to find you on all those social media platforms or get those killer videos on your website, Dave, what's the best way for us to do it?
Your Saltwater Guide. Your Saltwater Guide, and I will see you guys at the show next month.
Look forward to it, buddy. Appreciate it, Dave.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks a lot for the phone call. Hey, we had a great text come through. This is from Gary White in Lawndale, the Iron Man. Says, good morning, Doug, Rick, and Corey. Hey, I won a Talica 8 two-speed reel from a CCA auction. What rod should I match it with, and what's the line size? And then also for Corey, could you go over a typical day's fishing at El Salto?
Well, you got lucky winning that reel.
Yeah, sweet.
I literally got my first one this last year, and I'd always used the Talica 10 for a lot of things. One of the things I really like doing with that reel is slow trolling for yellowtail, because when I'm driving the boat, I can put just a tiny bit of drag on there so I don't have to hold the rod, because I was doing zigzag patterns all up and down the backside of Coronado Islands. But, you know, you can throw a bait with that. You can throw a Colt Sniper with that. 50 pound is probably a good specter to put on there, but you could go 40 or 65 as well. you can do, you know, no or little top shot and just put, you know, kelp cutter rig or, you know, a little piece of fluorocarbon on there. If you prefer having a little mono, you can put 25 yards, give you a little stretch, give you that mono presentation for certain situations. And, you know, probably you're going to use on that anywhere from, you know, as light as 20 to as heavy as 40. But, you know, it's like that 25, 30-pound reel. And so probably if there's going to be any casting involved, which there probably will be, an 8-foot rod. And so I always start with, you know, with CalStar as the familiar number because a lot of people know what a familiar number looks like there. You know, probably an 800 light in that range, maybe a medium light. You could go with one of the more inshore, you know, style rods, you know, a little skinnier blank, you know, a United Composites or something like that. But something that's appropriate for that 25 to 30 pound, you know, we always relate back to the mono, even though we're using fluorocarbon now. But that's going to be, you know, if your fluorocarbon is 25 or 30 or your mono is 25 or 30, whatever your weakest link is, and that 8-foot rod will give you a little castability, a little forgiveness if you're going straight spectra so that, you know, you've got a little shock absorber there.
You brought up a great point about matching the rod to the top shot size, and, like, that's the line size that you're most concerned with. I mean, it comes up quite a bit in the tackle store when maybe we're trying to help somebody dial in a rod for them. Like, hey, I've got a reel. I'm hoping you can help me get a rod. Oh, no problem. What do you got? I've got a Talica 16 and it's got 80-pound spectra on it. Like, well, you're not shopping for an 80-pound rod. You know, that's 80-pound backing that's gonna fish your 50 or your 60-pound top shot. And we need a rod for 50-pound. If you picked an ideal 80-pound rod, it's probably going to be too much for what you need if you're yo-yo jigging for yellowtail.
So. But on the other side of that coin is now that we're using 200-pound leaders to 100-pound spectra for bluefin.
Right.
So what I always tell people, what is the weakest link? Is it the 100-pound spectra?
It's a great point.
Or, you know,
that's a great point.
65 to 40. Well, now it's, you know, it's like a tippet on a fly rod. Whatever your weakest link is, that's the rod you want, and it also then equates to what's your drag setting. So if you have a 200-pound leader, you're not going to set your drag setting for 200. You're going to set it for the 100-pound spectra because that now is your weakest link.
Yeah, good
incredible
info.
Stuff. Totally. Sure.
Hey, let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about John? John Cole from Escondido. Appreciate you joining us, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. So some of my questions already got answered and everything like that, but so my one question, I'm looking for an acid wrap jig stick. But I need a reel to go with it that I can probably fish maybe 100 pounds on. And what reel would you recommend for that? Because you don't carry the acid wrap.
So we caught most of that, and hopefully you're still listening, but it sounds like you fell off the airwaves there. Anyway, I'm assuming that this is going to be for some vertical-style jig
right.
fishing.
I would guess so, too.
Yeah, and, I mean, the first reel that always comes to my mind is that Talica 20. You know, for vertical, it's a little bit narrower so that you don't have to, you know, use your thumb back and forth. It'll hold enough 100-pound line, 500 yards, to do that type of deep jigging with a, you know, 300 or 400-gram jig, fishing for, you know, maybe 100 to even over 200-pound tuna, that kind of thing. So probably that Talica 20 is the reel that I would gravitate towards or equivalent. So, you know, there are so many reels out there now, you know, Fathoms and Internationals and
Saltiga 55
yes.
comes to mind that
absolutely.
those new Fathoms and their larger sizes now has an option, the 60s and the 80s.
Yeah, that
and
60 narrow would be perfect for jigging.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yep.
crazy how our industry's changed.
Yes.
I mean, it changed in a good way with the 7 years' worth of big bluefin around.
Yeah.
I mean, the real companies have all stepped
sure.
up, huh?
But, you know, it got a running start with the long-range fishery. And,
yeah.
you know, 15 years or so, you started seeing these small lever drag two speeds, also spectra facilitated because now you could have the line capacity. So it,
and the gearing to
so
go with
two it. Speed reels yeah. with spectra allowed these reels to become smaller, lighter, and then the technology allowed them to become stronger, better drags. And now it's evolved to this where we have so many amazing choices. You don't have to stand there with a 50 wide, which a 50 wide back in the day in long range.
A little cumbersome.
It would hold 500 yards of 80 pound test. Well, you get that on your, you know, your Talica 12
yeah,
now.
Exactly. Yeah. Tac 16's got that all day. A 12's got it with Max Quattro. Like, it's wild.
So explain to me, like, the weight difference between a 50 wide and a 16.
It's being able to fish all night and not being able to fish all night. That's the difference.
And fishing, and I mean, think about when you're bait fishing with it. It's not just the obvious, which is the physical comfort for you as the angler, and now you're not fighting the gear because that big 50 wide reel is heavy and it's wide and it's herky jerky and it wants to spin upside down on you when you're trying to turn the handle on a big fish. Well, now you can fish with gear that you're a lot more comfortable with, so your technique becomes better because you're not fighting the tackle. And then you think about the live bait that's trying to swim line off your reel. When he's trying to swim and pull line, he's turning a spool that weighs a fraction of what the other one does. So your bait swims better, so you're likely to get bit better. I mean, there's just so many things that go into it.
Back in the day, you would have had to take a 30 Tiagra to Guadalupe to fish. You cannot fly on a sardine, and that's a finesse fishing over there. So it's changed the game. It's allowed us to do things we could never have imagined.
Beautiful.
Pretty cool.
I love it.
Yeah, way cool. I dig it.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. All this fun talk with Doug Kern from Fishman's Landing Tackle when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge is exceptional. Chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Top anglers know the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu. But did you know Gamakatsu also makes amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200 reversible utility case for easy tangle-free jig storage? Check out the Gamakatsu Spring Lock Spinner. It helps give swim baits additional flash to entice those bites. Gamakatsu also makes a line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For the complete lineup, check Gamakatsu.com for your local tackle dealer.
The all-new, bigger, and better 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show is March 2nd to the 5th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Tackle, fishing resorts, fishing boats, and amazing seminars. March 2nd to the 5th at the OC Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're just talking.
We're talking about what I feel offshore, was like the impossible, and that was that we got Corey into going offshore.
I know.
So far that you couldn't even see the kelp. You know what I mean? Like,
so far, the calicos were not in the binos.
Yeah.
By instinct, he rolls up on a kelp paddy and starts throwing 5-inch swim baits.
on a 300 reel.
Yeah. Yeah. What we couldn't do was put big tackle in his hands, right. but big enough. Like, yep. Corey bought a Tranks 500.
I did. You know? I'm ready.
I just can't even believe that.
I know. It's kind of funny, right? It's just upsized bass fishing for me, right?
Right.
We were literally talking about you at the shop 2 days ago. Brandon and I and another bud.
And it wasn't all bad.
Most of it was bad. No, I'm kidding. We had one of the Seeker Inshore Pro rods, one of the Corey Sandin signature rods, and we joked that, like, well, this has got Corey's name on it, but it's a foot too long to ever be on the Corey Mobile because, you know, it's not going to have an 8-foot rod, and we joked about... you know, Corey likes his gear the way he likes his gear. And
I love short rods.
I know you do, And your, you know, all your weedless fishing and swim bait fishing, the trend you'll see so popular on sport boats, longer rods, but you like a 7-foot rod.
Well, no matter what you're doing, El Salto, surf fishing, or from the skiff, a 7-foot rod is lengthy for me.
Yep.
And the cast and the distance to get to the fish is a key factor.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important key factor is once you hook a nice fish, whether it's a halibut in the surf, a calico in the kelp, or whether it's a bass at El Salto, green bass, you want to be able to yank on that fish and get it to the boat ASAP. And a short rod with a slower action but with heavier spectra, it allows you to do it. It's kind of the big bluefin fishing on a micro level, really.
And on the private boat, you're closer to the fish. When you're anchored up outside the kelp beds and there's some little open pockets of water where the bass are, you got, you know, a 9-foot rod sometimes is what it takes.
So if I want to pick up another 500, would next weekend be...
I would think that would be a real good call.
A very good day? Pick up down at Fisherman's Landing.
That's the one Tranks we actually have in stock.
It is, the 500.
Because their Trankses are going to be brutally difficult this year for the first part of the year.
Oh, boy. Do you have 300s right now?
No.
400s?
No. 2, 3, and 4 is non-existent.
Oh, my God.
The entire shelf. Empty.
Really?
Yeah.
But 500s?
Yes.
And so I'm geared up, like, for the bluefin offshore, like popper or whatever might end up on the end of the line.
Yeah.
But that 500 is perfect for it.
The 500 will do fish up to 100 pounds, but it's good for that 25 to, you know, 70-pound stuff.
Right.
And poppers... you know, small knife jigs, live bait, surface iron. It's got the level line, so you don't have to pay attention to that aspect. So you can pay more attention to working your jig. It's really revolutionized that middle type of fishing.
And Rick is kind of the one that turned me on to it. I mean, nearly a 200-pound bluefin on that outfit.
I like it because I think it's the best reel to cast straight spectra of that size. Sure, when you're attached to a big one, you would, you know, you like lever drag and you like two speed and you like bigger parts and bigger pieces. But that style of fishing on a skiff, run and gun, casting a lure at them, the cast is very important and you have to be able to get there. And I think it's the best. It makes the biggest difference for cast number 2 and 3 at the same spot. And that's the biggest thing for me. Like, if I'm fishing with it, which I do sometimes, especially a few years back when a lot of that big foamer fish was big ones, you know, including legit cows, you needed to fish with a reel that can handle that. And so if I know the fish were that size, I was fishing with my TAC 16. It cast perfectly good. It cast well, but it makes the first cast really good. The problem with when you're trying to fish a popper is there are people who are better at it than I will always say that, but for me to make the cast where it's supposed to be with the boat, you know, still sliding forward, sweep the rod to work the popper, stack the line nice and straight, stack the line nice and tight, and watch what I'm doing, and watch what the fish are doing, and watch what my buds on the boat are doing, like, I couldn't do all those things and then have my line perfectly ready to go for cast number 2. Like, I'd make the first one every time, but then you don't get a bite and you go to recast it. Well, the line's a little loose because it's spectra and you're sweeping the rod, so you're introducing slack under the spool and it's not as tight as it should be. And then when you go to make cast number 2, it wants to fluff up on you, and now you got to clear the loops out of it. Now the spot's past you and all those things. Tranks eliminates all of that.
Wow.
Perfect cast every time. Line is stacked perfect. Line is stacked straight. I can just keep my eyes forward on what the fish is doing, what my lure is doing. I got flashed on. This guy's coming over me, that kind of stuff. I just think it's the right reel for it.
The private boater.
Totally, yeah. For casting a lure with straight spectra, that's it for me.
The other thing, what about Cedros, man? That reel at Cedros, like a no-brainer, like surface iron style. Because there's so many, like, 30 to 40-pound fish at Cedros.
So I know we're not supposed to. We're supposed to take limited amount of gear, all the things that Rosie's supposed to say. We joke. I take two surface iron rods when I go down with me. It's my favorite place to go. Catching yellowtail on the surface iron is my favorite thing in the whole world. And I bring two outfits with me. You don't need to. I'll say that 100 times in a row. But it's what I like, and then so that's what I do. My favorite reel for casting a surface iron has been and will remain a Trinidad 20. That is my favorite reel. In Cedros, especially last year, that kelp has really come back strong at the south end of the island.
I love
that. I bring two outfits. One is the way that I fish at home with mostly an all mono top shot of 40 or sometimes even 50 pound. But, I mean, 100 yards of that. I like casting mono on my surface iron. Except when you need to cast braid, and there's so much fish in the shallow, and there's so much kelp around, I also bring a kelp cutter style rig, and that's
just
got,
for that purpose.
Yep, and it's got straight 80 pound Power Pro Max Quattro, and I fish like 3 feet of 50 pound Apco Psycho.
And I'm so familiar with that south end because the kelp could be, you could be in 40 feet of water, 30 mm-hmm. feet of water. And the kelp could be 60 feet long, but it's all laid down with the current.
You like got it, man.
And so you'll be buzzing through. You'll come tight and pow, it pops through another one, and pow, another one. And
areas where you're sure.
There's no kelp.
Yeah, you could be a couple miles off of the island and be like, oh, we're in open water bird school. It's like, oh, no, the shallows came back up, and there's kelp all over the place, but it's pushed down 20 or 30 feet. You don't see a sign of any of it. And next thing you know, your fish is taking your run, and boom, gone.
So those jigs, Doug, next weekend, what jigs do you have on sale? Like, is there a particular brand? Is there all of them?
You know, that's the thing. You know, when we go to a trade show, you can only bring a limited amount of stuff. We literally have every jig from an MC swim bait to an iron to a knife jig to a marlin jig to a trolling, plug. And we just put everything on buy two, get one free.
Everything.
Yes. And so doesn't matter if you get mix and match brands, sizes, styles of jigs. We did the same thing with hooks. All the necessary stuff is basically 33% off. So every hook in the store, every jig, all the fluorocarbon, it's all buy two, get one free. So, and it's the perfect, we're coming into the season in the next month. It's the perfect time just to stock up, get your tackle box back in shape after the destruction from last year.
Right.
Think about all the hooks that you burn through to be able to buy those at buy two, get one free.
Yeah, and so it's basically 33% off of all that stuff. And we've got basically everything else in the store going on special. Rods and reels are 10%. We're given that free Spectra on every reel. For every dollar you spend on a reel, we give you a 1 yard of free Spectra. So you buy your $700 Talica 20, and you get 700 yards.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Which is enough to fill it, right?
That's 500 yards, 100. So basically it means you're going to get free Spectra on almost every reel you buy.
Right.
But it's also to your call. Like, if you want us to fill that thing ultra full and you fish a short top shot, fine. But if you want it down and you want 100 foot top shot, that's fine too.
We'll tie your connection, get you dialed in that way. However you want it custom filled.
You want multicolor, we'll put multicolor on there. You want this, you want that, whatever it is. You like green Power Pro, we'll put that on for you.
Yep, like you mentioned earlier, we don't have a loss leader type line that we buy, made Lord knows where that doesn't work. It's all the name brand stuff.
Yeah.
It's all the legitimate stuff. And your jig wall is like better than that of, I go into all the shops, right? Yeah. And so I see, and you've got, I don't know, what is it, 30 feet by 8 feet?
It's a lot. It's a lot.
I can't imagine what that weighs.
I'll tell you what we have a lot of right now.
Oh my God.
And this is not possible because one man is pouring them, but we have MC baits coming out our ears. If you're going to do some inshore fishing, Cedros, San Diego Bay, Calicos, whatever, you need to just come load up on plastics.
You
dial this.
Yeah, you kicked ass.
I did bring a bunch in, but there's more coming this week, too. I've got drop shot baits and other, you know, kind of the, I don't want to say oddities, but the things.
But see, I like the oddities, though. That's what I like. I like having slugs. I like having drop shot. I like having the stuff that's just different.
And we were talking surf fishing and Grunion style stuff. Mm-hmm. That is right up that alley. That's exactly what I fish.
No doubt.
You know, the 5-inch weedless for the 7-0 Gamakatsu. Not only do I fish in El Salto, but I fish it in the surf.
Yep.
I just brought a batch in.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Nice. Thank you so much.
Good time.
No doubt about it. Yeah. What is something that you're really looking forward to at the sale that's not part of the all-encompassing, like, all the reels are on sale, all the rods are on sale, all the hooks, all the fluorocarbon, all the jigs? What's like a particular thing that's got you excited?
I mean, it's like we have kill bags on sale, you know, this, and we have all the tackle bags. I mean, this is the time of year where guys realize that their zipper doesn't work, they've got a rip. So all the tackle bags, the backpacks, you know, all the gaffs are on sale, the bait nets. I mean, all that stuff that everybody, when they go down to their boat and take inventory of what they need to replace. I mean, this is the time to do that because it's, you know, it's a month out from the season starting. You don't have to worry about the supply chain. I mean, if you come in April and want to buy a certain gaff or a bait net, you know.
I've got one line for you.
We may have or we may
good
not have.
Good luck.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, we're doing pretty good on our inventory, but.
But you've got it now.
There's still no guarantees. And our store is like a tackle box that is overly filled before the season.
Yeah.
And now it's going to start trickling away. And, you know, we'll replenish the greater majority of it, but.
I'll tell you a good one for preseason, for getting ready for the year, are those plier, like the cord-wrapped deckhand-style plier kits, you know, pair of duckbills, pair of dykes, nice cord wrap, nice leather sheath. That's always one that, like, man, my tool's been rusty, and I've been fighting it all year. I'm ready for a new, nice set. Big inventory, big stock, killer price.
Yeah, we just got 60 sets in day before yesterday. They're custom-wrapped, all the cool colors. A 7-inch or a 6-inch dyke, needle nose, or like you say, the duck bills, and they're normally $62.95. They're like $49.95 for the, you know, you get the sheath, the pliers. If you bought those components separately, I mean, we sell a dyke in some brands for over $30.
Sure,
you know, you're getting the dyke, the needle nose, and or you know the other tool and the sheath for $49.95. So
yeah,
an awesome
that's
price.
A good one. Yeah.
Good preseason, get rolling.
I mean, AFTCO knives.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everybody, same thing. It's preseason. You know, do I need a knife for the season? Do I need two knives? I mean, your 6-inch and your 8-inch, or your 8-inch and your 10-inch.
All the AFTCO fish care stuff, you know, that's something that they put a lot of focus into. And I think all of us with the bluefin and all the good fishing, like, I mean, the Shinkei wires for the Ikijime system, the spikes, they have a killer case. AFTCO came out with a killer soft case now that, like, is a sheath that'll, it's like a soft case that'll hold two or three knives. It's got a little packet to hold all your wires for doing your Ikijime. It's got a spot for your spike. Like, it's a, you know, you can put those little absorber pads in there. It's like a full system if you want to keep your fish care in.
Well, and then the other thing, every piece of clothing in the store, Fishworks, Salty Crew, AFTCO, Fisherman's Landing, hats, shirts.
That was one of the texts.
You know, we've got all the name brands there at, you know, pretty good discounts. So a lot of guys will realize, you know, their fishing shorts are shot from last year. You better get a couple more pairs. And, you know, we've got the AFTCO $9.95 fishing shirts, the T-shirts, you know, with all the fish designs on them.
Less than $10. $10
shirt? For an AFTCO shirt.
Come on!
Those are the ones that had been discontinued styles that we bought a million of. And
Doug, I've had shirts made and they're...
No.
And they're literally $10 a piece.
Yeah, the wholesale price of a shirt is more than that, you know?
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
Pretty slick. Well, let's jump back into the phones. I know everybody excited to talk about the sale. Talk to Doug.
I know. All fired up. How about Brady? Brady Call from Costa Mesa. Good morning, Brady.
What's up, Brady?
Hey, guys. How's it going, Doug? Rick and Corey. Gundy was really right. I mean, Newport Harbor, I did get a 3.4 spotty. But it's kind of like you got at this time of year, you got to go like Ron Lane at kayak, the kayak said slow as pro. Like it was on the
Jig and Plaz,
and they come in like they live their lives on the pylon, and they come in on the a riff rock, you know, just to 90% of their food chain is crustaceans. But yeah, but what I wanted to kind of touch on was what Wish said about dogwood trees. Man, dogwood trees, it is raining, and they bloom when it rains, but before the red algae bloom in Lake Mission Viejo, which probably Corey kind of knows about, when there was dogwood trees, that's when we'd get the 14s, the 15s, the 19s, bit, like,
It's always fun to hear Wiz talk about that. Yeah. And we do the same thing at the tackle store waiting for Doug with his yellowtail tree in the backyard, which I couldn't tell you what tree it is.
It's a fruitless pear tree.
Okay.
It's so weird.
It is the most accurate.
When it blooms, and last year it bloomed for like, it started to bloom whatever the month was, whatever the date was, and I told the guys the yellowtail are going to bite. 2 days later was the weekend. They got yellowtail. And then it stopped blooming.
And it just fell
off. And the yellowtail stopped biting.
So what stage is the tree at right now?
Oh, it's bare.
It's bare?
Yeah, I watch it every day.
Yeah.
And it's really not even starting to bud up just yet.
Well, we're going to have to keep in tune like with the dogwood.
I'm telling you, man, Doug talks about all the time. He's like, well, get ready, boys. The yellowtail tree just started blooming. And everybody's like, well, I don't know about this year, Doug. Yeah. La Jolla's been void. And next thing you know, like, hey, man, there's some really good skiffish. Like, don't tell anybody. There's some really good skiffish in the last couple of days. You know, it's like, yeah, the tree's blooming, of course. You know,
exactly.
That so tree's been there for 23 years. Wow. And I started noticing the correlations. Like,
yeah,
weird,
kind of crazy.
So rad. I dig it.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let's jump back into them. Had a quick question for Doug. Hey, my favorite time of year was the Bay Bass tournament. Doug, is it ever coming back? That's from Bruce in Lemon Grove.
Oh,
you know, my wife and I have a saying lately, especially since COVID, nothing stays the same. And I think there will be Bay Bass tournaments. I think if ever, I hope this doesn't happen, you know, the bluefin thing were to subside and we got back to a more normal, you know, get some yellowtail in March and April and then some albacore or whatever else, you know, later in the summer. But that is dealing with the rigmarole,
with the port, yeah.
And the amount, nobody knows what Dwayne and Mike went through to put that on. And
totally.
We thank them so much. They did that for 20 some years.
And yeah, they raised a little bit for the club, for the San Diego Anglers,
yep.
But it was 99% just a pain in the rear for them.
But
it
was a passion, too.
Of love, mm-hmm. Yes.
It was. And one of the things that kind of put a little kibosh on it was the 14 inch limit for the bass, because then people couldn't go out and catch a limit and they didn't feel good about the tournament. Where before they could get their 3-pounder and a 2-pounder and 3 12-inchers, and oh yeah, we weighed a limit. So then they went down to a 3-fish limit, and that helped a little bit.
And I heard Dwayne talking too about putting up that tent and that expense with that, but the port too wanted like a $10,000 down payment or some ridiculous amount for the fact that the grass would not be ruined.
Yep.
You know,
There were just barriers.
Right.
And also I think a little bit the interest went away when we started catching bluefin in February. People were getting ready for that.
It's a good problem.
It's a great problem.
Right?
But I think there will probably be smaller bay bass tournaments. There already are.
And there is. Jerry, you know, puts on his little series of tournaments.
That's SBS? Yeah, well, super well run. Like,
it is. Yeah. Very cleanly, you know. And he did some of the Western Outdoor News tournaments and did it that style. And guys wear their jerseys, gals too, you know, and wear their jerseys and do it that style.
Yep.
And he holds them from San Diego Bay. They just had 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think the next one is in like Newport or Long Beach or somewhere up there. So
I think the heyday of that tournament is going to be a very sweet memory for a lot of people. 150 boats was the minimum.
It was so much fun.
The launch ramp, and then they put a kayak division. we talked about this morning, the cruise boat coming down at 5 o'clock in the morning that looked like the parting of the Red Sea. Yeah. You know, the boat's going to the side of the bay. So,
all right.
Anyway, sweet memories, and hopefully there'll be some little small ones that we can participate in as we go forward.
Good times.
Well said.
We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. I know where I'm going to be next weekend.
Yeah,
I'm going to be buying some fluorocarbon. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Yeah.
Since 1946, the Hall Family Shows have celebrated the passion of outdoor recreation. The Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds February 16th through 19th will be San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Acres of fishing tackle, boats, marine accessories, kayaks, international fishing and hunting lodges, trucks, vehicles, RVs, travel trailers, off-road products, and hundreds of seminars. The Bart Hall Show, presented by Progressive, will provide a full day of family fun. Don't miss the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Ram Ultimate Air Dogs, the San Diego County Ford Dealers Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, Convict Lake Resort's Great American Duck Races, the Okuma Bass Tank, Accurate Fishing's Main Seminar Stage, Iowa Saltwater Stage, Hobie Kayak Fishing Seminars, Mammoth Lake Seminars, Costa Sunglass Prizes, Kids Casting Contests, Laser Shot, and more. Celebrate 75 years of Hall Shows February 16th to the 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Tickets at hallshows.com. That's hallshows.com. It's a whale of a show.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. If you have been following us on Instagram, you know we have been loading up on tackle, so take advantage of our huge inventory by coming to our preseason tackle sale Saturday and Sunday, February 11th and 12th. This is your golden opportunity for huge savings on everything you need to fish this spring and summer. We will be discounting all the big names. That's Fisherman's Landing Tackle, huge preseason sale Saturday and Sunday, February 11th and 12th. We'll see you at the land.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and just what a fun couple of hours, man. And I've got my next weekend planned.
I love it. It's always fun talking tackle with Doug. It's such a fun show and a great feeling. And, hey, speaking of great feeling, we're going to find out who's got themselves a $50 gift card coming to Fisherman's Landing Tackle, whether it be a call or a texter. Doug's going to do us the honors and flip the big coin.
All right, here we go.
Okay, we have a texter today.
And that's going to John and Carson.
Congratulations, John. You're going to be stoked. And hopefully you're able to come down to the sale and get in on some of those deals. And, man, Doug, again, speaking of the sale, it's on Super Sale, Super Bowl weekend, next Saturday, next Sunday. Again, give us the hours, the particulars, and something, just one more deal that's too good to pass up.
Well, Saturday and Sunday, 6 in the morning till 6 at night, everything basically in the store is on sale, so I don't know if I can come up with one one particular one, but rods and reels discounted, free Spectra, buy two, get one free on all hooks,
fluorocarbon,
all the clothing's on sale, kill bags, tackle bags, I mean, I can go right down the list, and then super secret tip is... If it's not on sale, ask real nice.
I think one of the coolest parts is you're not just getting a killer sale price. Like, you're getting a sale price from a Brandon, from a Vince, from an RC, from a Dale, from a Ray, from a – like, you know, it is the best crew in the business when it comes to hardcore info on what the guys know and do. And so you're not just getting a – piece of tackle at a discount, you're getting it from a true professional.
Well, and then the benefits of coming down, the entire fleet's in. You can check out the boats. You've got three great restaurants right along the dock here, Portland Seafoods, Pizza Nova, Mitch's. So come on down and enjoy a nice day at the water.
I dig it. Hey, well, we had a great show. Can't wait for next weekend. And we sure appreciate you. Big thanks to JP and Adam for keeping us on the air. And a big thanks to you for listening. Next weekend, a couple of great shows. Captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser from the Independents are joining us. And the next Sunday, it's their tradition. Bart Hall from the Bart Hall Shows and Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks will be joining us. A couple of great shows coming for you next Saturday and next Sunday. Thanks for listening. We'll see you there on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. This is Let's Talk Hookup. We'll see you next weekend.